Okay, it's Yitzayin Marachesh, 26th of October, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Vayera, in the bottom of page Yud Tes, in the Mova Hashar of the Alei Shur. And we saw yesterday that the philosophers walked the streets seeking what is man. That was never a question for us. We have the Bore, the creator of life, gave us the guidebook to life. We don't have to search around in the darkness. Bottom paragraph. Umos ha'olam menasim lefaneach chidas ha'olam. Nations of the world seek to unearth the riddle, the secret of the world. They seek kol giluye kol hamadoim al mahus ha'olam v'achayim. By way of summary, of bringing together all of the revelations of all the sciences about the essence of the universe and of man. My different philosophies were based on different scientific discoveries and so on. And from this, what they create is a view of the world, a Weltanschauung. Sometimes it even reaches a practical conclusion, what you should do practically. Sometimes it's left just as an analytical hashkafa, meaning it doesn't really tell you what to do, but it's a way of thinking about the world. Which doesn't even have any direction how to live your daily life after all that research.
Like
life is a river.
Right. I'm a whatever.
Right.
It doesn't have any.
Right. Right. No.
Existential.
Yeah, but he's saying even when it does have application, it's based on man developing things based on his limited understanding. But even more fundamentally, Torah ain't a hashkafas olam. Torah is not a view of the world. The Torah isn't here to give us a perspective. It's not man's view. It's the building of the world itself. So quotes the Mishnah and Mikvos, the ninth parak, Elu chotzin bekelim azefus v'amor. Things that if you're immersing a garment, but would it serve as a chatzitz? It's a problem. It blocks the water and is considered that the immersion is not complete. So you have whatever that is, it's tree sap. If it's on the garment, if it's only on one side, it's not a chatzitz. Why? Because a person isn't makbid. It's on one side, so the people used to turn around the garment, wear it the other way. It's still wearable. But if it's on both sides, it's a chatzitz, because now the garment can't be used. There's a stain on either side. Rabbi Yossi Omer shall banoim mitzad echad v'shal bur mishnei tzadim. From banoim, which really means builders, even one side is a problem. From empty people, you need to be on two sides to be a problem. And the Gemara explains what this means. Shabbos kuf yudal malav, my banoim, am Rabbi Yochanan, elu talmidei chacham sh'ozken bevinyonim shal olam kol yimein. These are talmidei chacham who are busy with building the world their whole lives. That's where that's the Gemara about how Talmid Chacham has a revav bevigdo. There's a famous Gemara that Talmid Chacham has a stain on his garment. That's very bad. That's where it is. But the point is, the banoyim are makbid not to have a stain even on one side, even though it's less visible. And the striking is that the Mishnah uses the word banoyim for Talmid Chacham, just say Chacham. Why does it refer to them as banoyim? So Chazal don't use phrases lightly or incidentally. The definition of Talmid Chachamim is they're busy with the building of the world. HaTorah hi chachmas binyan ha'olam. The Torah is the chachma of building the world. Alkein Talmid Chacham hem abanoim, so they're the builders. She'oskim bevinyanu shel olam. They're busy with the building of the world. Eza olam, which world? Olam ha'adam, the world of man. And Meshech Chachma says that the symbolism of tzitzis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cloaked in the world. Like Olam means Ne'elam, so a garment is a cloak, it covers, you can't see really what's behind it. So Hashem made a world where He wants us to add something to it, to put something on. He made a world, He could make it absolutely complete. He wants us to do something, even though He's infinitely great. He left man a little job to finish, to put on some fringes. So you take a garment and you add fringes to it, that symbolizes Hashem's garment, which is the olam, that man has to extend. He has to put on his mitzvah strings to it.
So the mussels are relevant? He just wanted to bring out that point of benoyim?
Yeah, he wanted to show that the Mishnah refers to Chachamim as Banoim. That's the reason he's quoting it. They're builders of the world. And what is it? What are you building? The fact that we have advances, and I mean, there is a mitzvah to take Hashem's world and try to cure the ills in it. But for the most part, a lot of what people do that builds is really just creating conveniences for themselves that don't necessarily make them greater. I always quote that line from the Chovos Halevavos: the more that the world advances in culture, the more it regresses in seichel. So the fact that we have smartphones doesn't make us smart. So the only real building, right, the Chazon Ish has the thing, which generation is greater, the earlier or the later. And he says, even though we have all kinds of things, that doesn't make us wiser than the Rambam. So the real building is building the world of man. That's what a Chacham is involved in, and that's what the Torah is. Shnei Shlava Mukhrech Adam Lavor Ad Shehu Masig Es Matarasa. There's two levels. Shlava is a level that a person has to pass until he reaches his goal. La'agia lidei madregas ha-shleimus, to reach levels of shleimus, which is very hard to translate the word shleimus, because in English it means completion, but in Lashon HaShleimus means greatness, really, being more whole. La'rishon, at the beginning, olav li'kanes l'toch olam ha-Torah, he has to enter into the world of Torah. Ze mechayev l'vitor al harbe ritzonos ishiyim. This necessitates letting go of many personal desires, personal wills. V'doma mamash l'hizgaisus l'tzava. It's literally like being inducted into the army. Lokchim mehachayalas avagodon ha'ezrochim. They take from the soldier his civilian clothing. Hu hopech l'misbar tzva'i. He turns into just a military number. Nobody cares about your personality or your Facebook page or whatever. Ein lo ratzon atzmi. He has no individual will. He loses all the personal things. Ki fikudas mifkadav kofa alav seder chayim tzoy, because the commands of those in charge of him is kofa. It forces a life order that is military. So there he like lost everything. He lost his individuality. Ulam b'shlav ma'uchar yoser. We said there's two shlav, there's two levels. So the later level, kasher histagel chayim tzoyim, once he's gotten used to the military life, who roel afan of harbe of sharios lalos basulam hadargos atzvayos, he sees in front of him many possibilities of climbing up the ladder of the levels of military ranks. Lenatzelas kishronos of l'shem aliyazu, and to use his talents for this elevation, he has to first move away from certain things. But then now things open to him. Yeah, Rick, what are you saying?
You just paraphrased that. What you said in your own words.
Yeah, I think he's gonna unpack it for us. But I think what he's basically saying is the initial process of entering into Avodas Hashem seems very constricting. You give away a lot. I wanted this, I wanted that, and it's like I'm limited. It took things away from me. He's saying at the second level, though, once the soldier is in, now he realizes there's military greatness. What he's going to say is he actually didn't lose anything. Initially feels like he loses things. The initial process of Avodas Hashem, like on the margin, it's a very uncomfortable thing. I wanted this and I wanted that, and I had this possibility in front of me and that one. I gave them all up. And I'm just in the base medrash, you know, I'm very narrow.
It's limiting your individuality also, initially.
Right.
Everyone looks exactly, 613 minutes, do everything, right? And that was the same.
Right.
Come past that, you really do so.
Yeah, I mean, let's see how he applies the mashal. Am Yisrael Nekroim Tzvos Hashem. Klal Yisrael was called the Army of Hashem, the Legions of Hashem. It was the Chabad Youth Movement, if it still is. I had a little badge when I was a kid.
Yeah.
From Tzivos Hashem.
Really? But,
yeah, sure. I'll have it somewhere. Maybe they still have them, I don't know. Vizui Mahusa Shalom Yisrael. And that's the essence. Mahus is a great word. Ma means what? Mahus is like the whatness. What is, when you ask what about Klal Yisrael, what are we? Tzva Hashem Ba'olam, the army of Hashem in the world. Hanilchem Laman Ritzon Hashem Kol Olam, that battles with the battles for the sake of the will of Hashem with the whole world. Right, we're reading about Avraham Avinu now. I knew Am Atzmo, the nation itself. Adam Yisrael. No, maybe it's Im Atzmo. Maybe with himself, battles with himself. Adam Yisrael hanichnas l'ol ha-mitzvos. A person from Kla Yisrael who enters into the Yoke of Mitzvahs, the Tzva Hashem Elokei Yisrael, who must guide us to the army of Hashem, the God of Israel, he's being conscripted. And henceforth, he has only one mission, to listen to the command. Tzayez is to listen to the command of his God. He wears a uniform, tzitzis utfilin, ochis cherev, he's holding a sword, lomid melchami, he learns battle, tfilah utara. What's his battle? Tfilah utara, the famous chazal on when Yaakov tells Yosef that I took Shechem Echad Bacharbi v'kashti with my sword and with my bow. Targum Munkulis says, but slosi uviva usi. Slosi is davening, and ba'usi also another word for davening. Tfilah is like waging war. There are a lot of beautiful explanations of why that is, but that's his battle. Ufkudos tzva Hashem achayvos gam machshava v'dibur. The commands of the army of Hashem require also thought and speech. Lo rak ma'asa. I don't know, in the army they don't necessarily tell you what to think, but in this army they do. Ulam. However, hamisrago bavadosa b'tzva Hashem, one who gets used to, habituated, trained in his servants in the army of Hashem, motzi bo sipuk rav, he finds tremendous satisfaction. Umizbar, and becomes clear, kishuv ein hamashal domel nimshal. Here the mashal runs out. Here the analogy is no longer similar to what we're talking about. It doesn't. Army is no longer a fully proper analogy. Why? Lo hoisa kan hashpolo l'adam hamizgayis. There was no lowering, debasing of the person who is brought into the army. Lo nilkacha mimenu ishiyuso. His individuality, his sense of self, has not been taken away.
Means he didn't give up or anything.
Yeah, in the army, you really did temporarily. You yelled at, but he's saying it never happened. It may have felt like that because he was heading in a different direction.
Well, he thought.
Yeah, he thought that. He actually, specifically, he's found himself. Now a ladder of many levels stands in front of him, ready to be climbed. It wasn't there before. Leos hu atzmo, that he himself, not someone else. He doesn't have to become someone else. He himself can be Yosef Yosef Nele b'madregos b'madrega, higher and higher in level. Harbe sulamo shel madregos anu motzim etzel rabosainu. There are many ladders of steps we find by our Chachamim, Chazal, Harishon v'Achronim Zal, from the Chazal, which means the rabbis, the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Medrash, to the Rishonim and Achronim, Misulama Shorib Pinchas Ben Yair, that's the ladder upon which the Mesil Sasharim is based, Torah Mavia L'Dei Zahirus, Adchias Amesim Ruch HaKodesh, right, you start with Torah, which interestingly the Mesil Sasharim doesn't start with that one. Rav Hutner has a letter about that. But Torah brings you to Zahiris, to Zrizus, to Tchias, right, all the way to Tchias Amesim Ruch HaKodesh. L'sulam HaRambam, Muvel HaKaman, he's going to quote a progression that the Rambam presents. V'HaRamban B'Igaris HaRamban, the Ramban in his letter. V'od Kohena V'Kohena, it's on HaMachar Magdolim. And many like these by the great authors. Gam HaChibur HaZeh Mahav Sulam HaDregos. This work, this book, also is a ladder of steps. Hamevi Mechayim BaTorah, that brings from a life in Torah, Lidei Chinuch Atzmi V'Avoda, to a personal Chinuch and Avoda, Misham Lidei Bechinas Mayan V'Hischadshus, Misham L'Kdushas Achayim. From there, Bechina means like a realm, to the realm of a wellspring and newness to sanctity of life. And he paraphrases the Gemara, Midbar Matanim, Matanim Nachliel, Umi Nachliel Bamos. The Gemara in Erevin, taking a pasuk, presents how one thing leads to another in the progression of Torah. Hashar Azehu Shara Knis L'Toch Olam HaTorah, this is the gate into the world of Torah, but Adam Zahirim, B'Dvarim Shkulim, with careful steps and with measured, weighed words. Hikara Mashar Allah Maskal is Amin Bahem and Zbarim Bazaar.